Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric. Bill DeHay, I was wondering. Mailbag 60123. Text in your "Hey, I was wondering," and I hope we use yours and get you one of those Eric in the Morning prize packs. You ready? This from Carrie. "Hey, Eric, I was watching Super Bowl coverage yesterday, and somebody said that Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay quarterback, is now engaged to Shailene Woodley, the actress. I was wondering, how'd I miss this one? I didn't even know they were together, and now they're engaged? Is this something I should have known? Just wondering, Carrie." Yeah, that was a little bit of the buzz over the weekend, as Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay quarterback with the bad mustache,
mm-hmm.
selling you State Farm insurance, came out and said, I won the MVP award, which is awesome, and I want to thank my fiance." But yeah, he didn't ever actually name her.
No, he did say, he threw in like, "We did this, I did this, I did this, I got engaged." And then I thought, like, did I hear that right? Wait a second. And then he also thanked the fiance, like you said, in the speech accepting his MVP award Saturday night.
And it was only semi-confirmed last week by E, with an exclamation point,
E,
that Rodgers and actress Shailene Woodley were in a long-distance relationship, which was the first anybody had heard about anything. Like, oh, well, look at that. Good for them. Yeah, he must have broken up with Danica. And I'm like, yeah, I vaguely remember that. Now, reportedly, I guess, engaged. No official confirmation, nothing when it came to Woodley's name. But the speech, like you were saying, Whip, was this. 2020 was definitely a crazy year, filled with a lot of change, growth, and some amazing, memorable moments. 180 straight days of having my nose hairs scraped.
What?
Testing.
COVID.
Okay.
COVID. COVID. I thought it was like a cold Green Bay joke. Yeah. Praying for very little fans or no stands the entire season. I got engaged. I played some of the best football in my career.
Yeah, he just
kind
of
like
threw it.
I got engaged with the football process.
I thought he might mean that too, but I don't think so.
He's going to use fiance.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say fiance anywhere in there.
Oh, so
he just says, "I got engaged."
That was the full...
That was it.
I thought he said fiance later.
Did he?
I thought.
Okay. All right.
I missed all of that.
Yeah. And Shailene Woodley, she's from Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing?
Divergent, the movie.
Is that her big one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Hunger Games, but not.
Gotcha.
And it's set in Chicago, like post-apocalyptic.
There you go. Hey, you're right, Whip. And on the list of his thank yous was my fiance.
Because I heard the engaged thing, too, and I did like a double take. Mm-hmm. And then I'm kind of like, wow, I think we were supposed to. Is that news? The way he said it was so casual that I dismissed it kind of like you said. But then when he said fiance, I'm like, okay, now this is something.
I told you they were going to get married, though. Do you remember I made the prediction?
You did. You did. Did you know something?
I'm just telling you. They look alike, and now they're engaged. They're going to get married.
No, that's still a long way from engaged to married.
I don't know.
When you're Aaron Rodgers.
They're moving pretty quick.
That's a big step. A week of positive affirmations. Sort of. 312-233-1019. Hey, Tom Brady does. It's got to be good enough. If it's good enough for him, it's got to be good enough for the rest of us. Violetta has selected today's "My Mind is Clear." You're supposed to keep telling yourself that over and over, and your mind will become clear. And you're thinking right now, well, yeah, but the problem is I can't stop thinking about this one thing.
Right. It's just bothering you.
What is that one thing? 312-233-1019. That one thing is what, Bill?
Should I go to work today?
No. No, you should not.
Okay.
We shouldn't even be sitting here.
No.
Everybody's supposed to be taking today off. It was supposed to be a national holiday, right? You can't stop thinking about what, Lauren?
That I owe the government $8,000.
$8,000 to the government.
Can you pay them back later?
That would be on my mind as well.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you pay that and then have the clear mind.
At number three, you're supposed to have a clear mind, but you can't stop thinking about what, Tammy?
My upcoming wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. Ooh. When is that?
May 29th.
Ooh, that'll be here before you know it. I understand that. Top of mind at number two. Your mind is supposed to be clear, Lauren, but you can't stop thinking about.
I have to get a new car battery.
You have to. Yep.
It's so cold.
Yep. Yep. That's important. And finally, in at number one, I believe this was one of his big hits last night. Sarah, you can't stop thinking about what?
I can't feel my hand.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. Wasn't that one of the weekend's hits that he played last night?
Yeah.
I can't feel my hands?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think that's all about?
I don't know. He's cold.
Oh, so it's purely cold based. It's not like you've suffered some type of spine injury.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah. Well, because I can't feel my fingers because of my spine. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm okay. It's just really cold in Chicago.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
it
Eric,
really is.
You might not know that.
Did you watch the halftime show last night?
I did watch it. It was interesting.
Interesting. Interesting good, interesting bad, or interesting I don't know what to think.
I don't know what to think.
Ah, that seemed to be a very popular opinion, too.
It didn't wow you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're giving away tickets to see The Weeknd a little bit later on this morning.
I tried last Friday with Chris and Lisa because you said to, like,
oh, yeah, at 6:20,
them,
yeah.
I couldn't get through.
Oh,
but
you were
going
to punk them like we said. Yeah, that would have been great. I wish you would have. Yeah.
I didn't get through.
Yeah. Well, we got them a little later on this morning, and make sure you listen all morning long. We got an air fryer later today, too.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I thought so. Right now, a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, I said a second ago, and we need to speak to 10 of you. 10 of you in regards to last night's Super Bowl. A question that that I briefly alluded to earlier that we're going to get into in some greater depth right now that will ultimately pay off for, well, some lucky listener a little later on this morning. All right?
Very interesting.
All right. Let's find out about this. Hi, Gabe.
Good morning.
Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
I most certainly did.
Okay, the question, the secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll question to you, Gabe, is the halftime performance with The Weeknd. Did you like it or hate it?
I liked it.
Liked it. All right. What specifically did you enjoy about it?
Well, when he came down on the field and all that, I didn't expect it because listening to you.
Right.
That it was all in the stands.
Right, so, listen to you.
Yeah,
you
spreader of misinformation,
yeah,
you.
That's right. That's right.
You fooled me.
You know what, Gabe? As I was watching it last night, the first thing that I thought of was, can you imagine if you're a performer and you'd call like your grandma, hey, Grandma, I'm going to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl, but then you can't tell who anybody was because they were all wearing the bandages, which everybody called jock straps. Looked like everybody had jock straps on their head.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, it looked like underwear wearing on their head,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. All right, so Gabe liked it. Gabe liked it. Hi, Griselda.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. The Super Bowl halftime performance with The Weeknd last night. Love it or hate it?
Hate it.
Hated it. Hated it. Why is that?
The audio, it was really disappointing. You couldn't hear him. It was like too much bass, or it just sounded horrible.
See, I several people said that. I am shocked you said that. I think last night's audio was maybe the best I've ever heard from a halftime show.
Maybe it depends on things inside people's house.
That
like
could
either
be
their
too.
Speakers or the, their carrier.
It was obvious he was singing, and I thought
J-Lo
he sounded good.
Perfect. No, J-Lo and Shakira sounded great last year.
Yeah. All right. But you didn't like The Weeknd at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. We spoke to 10 people off the air. 10 people. Didn't know the question ahead of time. Said The Weeknd halftime performance. Love it or hate it? Mm. What do you think the results were, Violetta?
I think 8 people hated it.
8 people hated it. Whip?
I'll go with 7 liked it.
Closer to Violetta than Whip. 7 hated it.
Yeah.
Which is what I mentioned earlier, that I had just, at the end of his performance, I took a screenshot of The Weeknd, and I just posted like on, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, hey, tomorrow morning, we've got tickets to see The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
At no point did I say, and what did you think? I just, you know, it's like, hey, we got these. If you want to win them, this is something for you.
Yeah.
Please enjoy. And all of, you know, the 2020 fired up again is about the first 9 people like, hey, it sucked. You're terrible. He's an idiot. So I finally posted on like, hey, when did 2020 fire back up? Why so negative about all this? Which then, of course, just stirred it all up. Right.
Why even play?
So I thought for what we would do then, that it obviously was a very polarizing performance. Here's how we're going to give away tickets to see The Weeknd later on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's coming to Chicago January 23rd and 24th. We have tickets. We gave them away Thursday. We gave them away Friday. We have them today. Listen later on. Later on for this morning, listen for your dad to complain about The Weeknd halftime show. What's trending on Twitter as you wake up this morning, head into your work day? Top 3 things. You ready, Violetta?
Yes.
Okay. Number 3.
The weekend's close camera work delivered the meme of the Super Bowl. You know, when he walked into the room, super confused, a little scared, shaky. Mm-hmm. People are adding their own commentary to that. Like, what I look like trying to find the bathroom at the club after 6 or 7.
That's true.
Or a 4-year-old me in the grocery store looking for my mom. Mm-hmm. And finally, me immediately after someone gave me very specific directions.
You know what? So Violetta has handed me the text that you've sent in 60123 on what specifically you did like or didn't like. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 10, you said it was not a good halftime show. I liked it.
Yeah.
You liked it, Whip?
Oh, yeah.
Violetta, did you like it?
I liked the songs. I thought the performance was a little boring.
Everybody is complaining about the audio. Maybe I'm the only guy in the world that thought, I thought it sounded pretty good, actually, better than I expected it to sound.
I didn't notice the audio live. Swanee tells me it was bad, and he's an audio guy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I will say that getting the audio for this morning off of the official halftime show site that I got it off of, the audio sounds like crap. But I thought it was just somehow on the internet.
I think it's like he didn't cut through. You know what I mean? Like the background noise, he just didn't cut through, and his songs are so powerful. It just didn't, I don't know.
Are we talking about the audio quality? We're talking about audio quality, right? Like the sound quality? Isn't that what people are saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the sound that I heard.
I couldn't hear him sing. I agree with the female caller. He seemed drowned out. The audio production was bad. Hated it last night. He's trying too hard to be Michael Jackson. I didn't like it. They look like North Koreans marching.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Wow. Coming in a little bit hot on that one.
Yeah.
The weekend is just meh because he was just walking around, didn't do much. It was dark, poor lighting, boring snooze fest, no oomph, no guest appearances. There were no sexy girls.
Oh, gross. Okay.
It just keeps going on and on and on, which is perfect because then you listen later on for your dad to complain about the weekend performance.
Yeah.
And you could win tickets to go see the weekend and be completely underwhelmed.
No, I think the concert would be much better. I think the stage
just
is...
go with the joke.
Okay.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Twitter could be a pretty mean place. A lot of places could be. And there might be mixed reviews.
Actually, no, Eric. I think the concert could provide it. All right.
Okay, yeah. I did, yeah. Okay, so there could be mixed reviews on the halftime show with The Weeknd, but it's clear that Miley Cyrus rocked the pregame show with Billy Idol and Joan Chet.
She freaked me out.
Really?
Well,
the internet's saying she was great.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I like The Weeknd. The internet hated it. Miley made me a little uncomfortable. Internet loved it.
Right. Well, her,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
Her black.
Well, I mean, like, again, what's the definition of the internet? Some people like it. Some people hate things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the world. We hate it. We love it. Some people like it. Some people hate it.
Thank you, Whip.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, well, she was wearing that leather black and pink outfit that made a splash on the internet, so maybe that's why. The crop top had FTW across the front. Do you guys know what that stands for?
I'm afraid to even know.
Is it probably F the world or something?
No. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It stands for the win. So she was saying, like, Miley for the win. And everybody's saying she pretty much
won.
Well,
now look who's Mr. Negative over there. Who just got complained about the internet being all negative. And look what you did.
Hey, I'm not wearing the shirt. I thought maybe she was saying that. I don't know.
And anything else trending on Twitter, number one.
Yeah, coming in at number one, Dan Levy made his SNL hosting debut, and he was surprised by his dad, Eugene, in a skit. But the sweetest moment that the internet's passing around right now is a clip of Eugene behind the scenes. He's clapping proudly as Dan stepped out on the stage for the first time. It's just like one of those proud dad moments.
Nice. And, of course, Dan Levy... most notably known for what?
For Schitt's Creek.
Thank you. There it is. All of us that watch the Super Bowl, the numbers, I guess, could be even bigger because everybody's stayed at home.
Right.
I said only bars reported only 3% of the total viewing yesterday.
Yeah.
Usually I think it's like 20%, something
right.
crazy. What else did you watch? Anybody listening who was the only house in your entire town watching something different? Hi there, Samantha.
Hi. Well, just to let you know, I watched the pregame from 2 to 3 because I work at FedEx and I wanted to see the new commercial.
Oh, gotcha.
But all day I watched To Catch a Smuggler.
To Catch a Smuggler. That's an A&E one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it Nat Geo? Yeah, A&E, but whatever.
It might
I watched
be Nat Geo.
All day long.
I think you're right. Yeah, I like, I'm with you, Samantha. I occasionally like To Catch a Smuggler.
So did they catch him?
They always do.
They always do.
Okay, good.
That'd be a bad show if at the end they're like, he got away.
Yeah, some of those crime shows, like you said, though, you know.
For 55 minutes, we had him. In those last 5 minutes, he just got away. I don't know what happened there. All right. Hi there, Wendy. Make everybody uncomfortable because you weren't watching the Super Bowl. You were watching what?
I've been watching Creek all day.
There you go.
I just started it, too. I'm on season 4.
Everybody swears by this show.
It's so good. Yeah. You just see yourself in each character a little bit.
That's what I've heard, too. Yeah. What were you watching while the rest of the world was watching the Super Bowl, Andy?
Oh, we were watching Descendants 3 and Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood with our 3 and 5-year-old.
Okay.
Little Disney plus PBS right there. What
go.
A day.
There you go.
Little Disney plus instead of the Super Bowl.
Descendants 3, that's the good one, right? 2 and 4,
yeah, that's the quality one where they all come together. Yeah.
You really gotta dial in on 3. Okay. Remember where I said you just Hulu yourself out? Hold on. Somebody went crazy on Hulu yesterday. But first, Manny.
Yeah, me and my wife, we watched the Avengers, Infinity War, and we watched Endgame.
All right, you watched you and the wife were watching Avengers, Infinity War. And then what was the second thing you said there?
Oh, the Infinity War and the Endgame. She hadn't seen that one yet. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
If you have any time left over, Descendants 3. And finally, loading up on the Hulu, Kyle. You weren't watching Super Bowl. You were watching what?
I watched the New York Times Presents Britney Spears documentary.
Yes, I want to see that.
Oh,
was it good?
Me too. Yeah.
It was good. It was kind of sad, but it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's kind of like Britney's career. Kind of sad, kind of good, kind of sad, kind of good.
Oh, my gosh, she was really good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw something today that the Britney Spears fans are demanding that Justin Timberlake apologize to her. You know anything about that, Kyle?
Yeah.
I know they don't paint him in the best light on the documentary, and I kind of start to agree with that. Now.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cry him a river. That's what he says.
So you're team Britney. You're not team JT.
No, I am team Britney. I'm a 2000s, middle school, 2006 kid. So.
Oh, yeah. That was my first CD.
Yeah. Did you feel weird yesterday watching that, missing the weekend's halftime performance of the Super Bowl?
No, because I honestly forgot the Super Bowl was on until I started texting people about it.
Wow. So. You stayed in your home all weekend long, didn't you? With no communication with the outside world.
You may live in a very nice place. Like, it'd be nice to not have to know things about the outside world.
That is kind of nice. Yeah. That is nice. Thank you, Kyle.
Yes, thank you.
The Britney Spears documentary on Hulu. Let me write that down. Dad, wasn't that great, that performance of the weekend at halftime?
What kind of name is Weekend anyway? He doesn't even spell it right. Why can't he feel his face?
I don't know.
And that all-way of mirrors got me dizzy.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what's all those dancers with jock straps on their head?
I don't know.
Springsteen sings Blinded by the Light better.
There's your dad complaining about the Weekend halftime show, which I guess everybody's complaining about it. Caller 55, Bridget.
Hi.
Congratulations. You have to
Thank
go see
you.
The Weekend in 11 months. I know you don't want
so
to.
Excited.
I know nobody wants to see this show, but you have to go. Congratulations. Enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
Did you watch yesterday?
I did a little bit, in between, babysitting a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's generally who you babysit.
You take what you can get when you got a baby.
Did you see the halftime show?
A little bit, because I was babysitting a newborn, so
gotcha.
It's kind of hard.
The baby.
Very.
Yeah. What'd you think of the weekend?
I think it's a little different from when everyone's, in the States compared to, the way he did it. Well, I think the mirror part is what kind of,
right.
The maze, whatever it was.
Yeah. I'm still dizzy from it. You dizzy?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder what the baby thought.
Yeah, when you're babysitting a newborn, you're going to be dizzy.
What kind of name is Weekend anyway?
I don't know, Dad.
You don't even spell it right.
I know, Dad.
Why can't he feel his face?
I don't know,
and
Dad.
And that all-way of mirrors? Yeah. I'm dizzy.
All right.
What's all those dancers with jock straps on?
I don't know,
head?
Dad.
And Springsteen sings Blinded by the Light better.
I know he does. All right. 312-233-1019. Thankfully, for Mattress Mac, he's a much better gambler than I am. The New York Post says Houston Mattress Salesman Mattress Mac. It's a big deal down in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Put out a Super Bowl wager. We alluded to that Super Bowl wager last week, shared with you what he was doing. He bet the Buccaneers would beat the spread, which, of course, they did. So how much did the mattress salesman win yesterday, Kayla?
$2.72 million.
That is exactly right. $2.72 million to Mattress Mac yesterday.
Wow.
Did you put any money on the game yesterday, Kayla?
No, I'm not a big bettor.
Yeah, did your team win?
I wasn't really rooting for one, but it's, I guess nice to see Brady win again.
Yeah, you rarely get to see that. So
yeah.
It's nice to see that happen. Yeah. Did you like the halftime show?
Yeah, it was really good.
Well, you're one of the few. Yeah. We were talking earlier. Everybody's all mad about the halftime show. I thought it was pretty good, too.
I thought it was good.
Other bets were placed. A gambler, according to the Action Network, which sounds like a fake network that Ron Burgundy works for.
It really does. Action.
The Action Network says one gambler placed a $3,000 bet that Patrick Mahomes would have no touchdowns during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That one paid off. He made $45,000 on his $3,000 bet.
Yeah. Wow.
I couldn't even imagine. That's amazing.
Yep. And you could also bet your prop bets on how long the Super Bowl national anthem would take. Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan, it took 2 minutes, 17 seconds.
Mm. Oh.
Easily clearing the over-under of 1 minute, 59 seconds.
Uh-huh.
The first duet in 15 years.
Did you like the... I thought the national anthem, I thought they did a nice job, but
it
felt more like a Broadway show to me. It didn't feel patriotic. It felt performance-y.
I could see that.
Yeah, I liked her singing and playing the guitar in America the Beautiful.
Yes.
And I also enjoyed Wawa, the sign language guy, on the big screen. That was a show.
Right. But the national anthem, did you?
During that.
Yeah, did you enjoy that, or did you feel like it was more Broadway show and not quite as patriotic?
No, I didn't get that either way.
All right. Okay. You could also bet on whether Eric Church was going to wear his trademark leather jacket, which, of course, no, he did not.
Mm.
I believe he went purple velvet,
which
is a great look.
For 72%
of Americans had no Super Bowl party plans yesterday. None.
Okay.
3% of people watched the big game at a bar or restaurant. Huh. Only 3%, which was way, way, way down. One thing that was way up. Domino's sold 2 million pizzas during the Super Bowl yesterday. That's 30% more than on a normal Sunday, obviously. And more for a Super Bowl as well, as everybody was staying home and watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people taking advantage of a situation yesterday and making big money. So these are hot. Everybody wants one. Nothing says I love you. Somehow I think if you give somebody an air fryer for Valentine's Day, you're in big trouble.
Well, maybe you get the air fryer and then you cook dinner for the both of you.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would recommend it as a gift.
No,
for...
I don't think so. The dinner
I think
is
that's the,
gift. The
comedy they wanted to go with.
Yeah, maybe.
I think. The 7-quart digital air fryer. Violetta got very excited about it.
Right.
Yeah, these are really, really popular right now. And everybody rubs it in your face
when they
have one.
Unfortunately, we are not really, really popular. So, emergency management says emergency room traffic jumps by 20% after the Super Bowl. The jump is mainly due to people who injure themselves while celebrating. Also, slips and falls, fist fights, those are big, and kitchen mishaps, you know, as you're preparing the guacamole or God knows what.
Oof.
So, most uncomfortable kitchen mishap, you get yourself your very own air fryer, because love is in the air, fryer.
Mm-hmm.
312-23, I feel kind of dumb now doing these.
Why?
The more I do this, the more dumb I feel. And I felt dumb when they initially presented. That's why I need voice gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he makes everything feel fun.
Here we go. Colleen.
Yes, hi.
Your kitchen mishap was what?
So when I was in my 20s, my roommates and I used to get ready in the kitchen. So whoever was making drinks and cocktails, the other person could hang out. And my hair straightener fell on the ground and I didn't realize it. So I stepped into my hair straightener.
Oh, my God.
No.
So your kitchen mishap was really only just related to the area of the kitchen. It wasn't anything kitchen related itself. You were busy getting your hair ready to go out.
Well, you have to have cocktails while you're getting ready.
Yes, you do.
And those are in the kitchen.
Yes,
so
you do.
I had second-degree burns on my foot.
A lot of times when I'm getting ready to go out, before I put my pants on, I take them down to the kitchen to put them on in the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Colleen. Hang on. Kitchen mishap, Jeff.
Yeah, I was bent over doing something, and someone had opened up a cabinet door.
Like,
and when I stood up, I hit my head on the cabinet door, knocked myself unconscious, and had to get 6 stitches.
That's a good one right there. That's
my God.
Always look up before standing up when you're bent over doing stuff. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Your kitchen mishap, Teresa.
Yes, I was cutting an onion, and it was so slippery that when I went to go cut it, the knife slipped and cut my finger, and I ended up having to have 5 stitches.
There it is.
Ah.
It was just a matter of time before a knife mishap came in.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hold on. Elaine, kitchen mishap.
I blew up a kitchen.
You blew it up.
Well, I was baking a cake. My mother asked me to bake a cake, and we had just moved from an electric stove to a gas stove, and I didn't know.
Oh.
And so she went to light the pilot light, and it blew up. She flew across the room, and then our dog attacked all the people that were coming.
Wait a minute! Your mom got blown across the room, trying to light the pilot light to the gas stove that you had turned on.
Right. She flew across the room, burnt all the hair, her eyebrows off, turned her arm.
No.
Our dog. We were living on a resort, and our dog was attacking all the people who were trying to help us. So.
Oh, that's yours. Yeah. The
dog doesn't know.
I did that once with an outdoor grill, but never in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Never in the kitchen. Your kitchen mishap, Debbie.
Yeah, I get to do, too, the slip and fall in the kitchen. Yesterday during the Super Bowl, I was rushing into the kitchen between a commercial, and we have a very old dog that left us a little brown present on our brown pile, and I slipped on it, and I whacked my back.
sick.
All right, hold on. Well, it's timely, too.
No, that's true.
The dog left you a little present on the floor. You slipped and whacked your back. Who's it going to be? Violetta, you get to pick because you were so excited about this. I feel so dumb. Burned foot, cooking, and my hair. That was the getting ready with her pants off. Six stitches with the cabinet door.
Yeah.
I cut the onion, and there were five stitches from that. My mom didn't tell me that the oven would blow up. And why did the dog poop in the kitchen? Who's it going to be?
Originally, I was thinking about the blown-up kitchen, but I'm not sure if she can handle an air fryer. So I'm going to go with the dog in the kitchen.
All right, dog in the kitchen. All right, there you go. Oh, my God, we got to do this for a whole week. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, love is in the air fryer for all that work and all that airtime. You just won a 7-quart digital air fryer.
You know what? That's awesome because my husband loves fried things, and I don't have.
There you go.
That's what we're looking for.
Beautiful.
The two of you can get together and fry things. Congratulations. All the stories that we get to right now, they've been piling up all morning long. We've got plenty of weekend wrap-up stuff for you. Ryan Reynolds recently filmed an axe-throwing segment for that new Snapchat show we've been telling you about, Ryan Doesn't Know.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly, he placed a picture of Hugh Jackman on the bullseye, along with the caption, "Thinking of you." Hugh posted a picture of Ryan with the Wolverine claw marks over his face and captioned the picture, "Same." The two of them have a friendly rivalry.
They do.
Ah.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
Yeah. Right.
Busch Beer is giving one lucky fan a full-time job with NASCAR. Ooh. You can apply through Twitter, the friendliest social media platform around.
Yeah. All right.
You like Busch Beer?
Yeah, I used to drink a lot of Busch early in life.
Okay.
Like age 4.
I was going to say.
That was weird.
I was going to say something I don't feel like admitting.
But the whole day's been just a little bit weird today. Man, did you see this? Busted with $100,000 worth of generic Viagra right here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to give it to his friends.
Yep, who doesn't?
Yep.
If you can't get Viagra to your friends, who can you
You're
give
not
it
a
to?
Friend if you don't do it.
Channel 5 says customs officials at O'Hare recently busted the man with $100,000 worth of generic Viagra. The man had just arrived from India when agents seized 3,200 erectile dysfunction pills. The man, as Whip told you, the man told cops the pills were for his friends. 3,200 of his friends.
Got a lot of friends, so what?
He really does. Shelter offers to have cats poop on the names of donors' exes just in time for Valentine's Day. So if you want to have your ex listed, they put it on the floor of where the cats poop, and the cats go around and poop on the name, and then eventually you get a picture and I guess you feel better about yourself. This is what they do in Kentucky. That's in Lexington, Kentucky. Doctors remove live fish from man's throat.
No way.
24-year-old man in Columbia is recovering from having a 7-inch fish removed from his throat. The man caught the fish, then placed it in his mouth because he had nowhere else to put it.
What?
The fish wiggled its way down the man's throat before he went to the hospital. I think this is the second time I've heard a story like this.
Yeah.
Don't put a fish in your mouth.
I don't know what people think.
Don't put a fish in a mouth, and don't put a cat on a roof. Woman drives off with a cat on the roof of her car.
Oh, no.
A woman in Thailand went viral yesterday after she drove off without realizing her cat was sleeping on her car roof.
Oh, my God.
One of her neighbors started yelling. She turned around and drove back home. The cat remained on the car roof the entire time and was unharmed.
Unbelievable.
Four travelers eat 66 pounds of oranges to avoid extra airline fees.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Four travelers probably never knew what they were in for. The four men ate 66 pounds of oranges in about 30 minutes after attempting to bring a giant box of the fruit back home after a business trip to China. Like, you can't take that on. Rather than just throw them away, like, all right, we're going to eat all of them.
You know, you see those people with open water bottles? They just, like, sit there and chug it. I'm like, but why?
You want to waste that $2.50.
Did you see, this will be a good lead-in for later on this week, Freaks in Florida. Over the weekend, or late last week, the Florida man who was arrested with the state of Florida tattooed on his forehead.
Oh,
he's like perfect.
The shape of it?
Yeah, the shape of it, and it's perfectly, and it goes right down between his eyes.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is a really, really nice look. Matthew Kyle Lethem, who's 22 years old, was arrested and cursed at the call taker during the call. Since the police emergency line does not double as a taxi dispatcher, I guess he was calling 911 to ask for a car.
A ride.
Lethem was charged with misuse of the 911 system. His booking photo has gone viral, as you can see. The state of Florida tattooed on his forehead going down between his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
A man who's proud of where he comes from. Massachusetts man does not realize he swallowed his AirPods while sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
That's dangerous.
You say that as though that could happen easily.
Well, he just fell asleep with them in, I think. And I guess if you're kind of like an open mouth sleeper and you roll around quite a bit, you never know.
Both AirPods?
Both of them?
Swallow both his AirPods?
Well,
flip to the left, flip to the right.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess so. And finally.
Oh.
You know, I was mentioning over the weekend that maybe a lot of people, instead of watching the Super Bowl, are watching Law and Order. Law and Order Organized Crime is now coming. New show landing a spring premiere on NBC, because you can never have too much Law and Order.
True. Very true.
Do you watch Law and Order?
Dun-dun. Yeah, of course.
SVU? Criminal Intent?
No, I like SVU.
Whip, do you watch Law and Order?
Yeah, you know, I liked SVU always. I liked the years of Criminal Intent when it was Vincent D'Onofrio, because he's so weird.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but yeah, I like the show.
NBC will debut Law & Order Organized Crime on April 1st, the premiere, with Christopher Maloney reprising his SVU character, Elliot, will be part of the crossover with SVU to kind of kick it off.
Yeah, bringing back Stabler, yeah.
I believe Dylan McDermott will star in the new Law & Order Organized Crime.
Okay. Nice.
What is everyone talking about that we haven't already stolen from Violetta? Let's find out. Top three things. Trending on Twitter. Do it each and every morning at 7 and then again around 9:30. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Were you able to replace the Robbie Gold information?
I sure did, but it's not a Super Bowl theme anymore.
Oh, no. top three things. Here we go. Trending on Twitter at number 3.
Tesla trending right now because they might be accepting cryptocurrency as payment soon. They announced a $1.5 billion investment into Bitcoin.
You know, did you see the commercial where you could sign up to be an astronaut last night?
Yeah.
Is that Elon Musk's project?
Oh, good question.
Did you see that last night? Hey, go to this and sign up to be an astronaut. We'll send you to space.
No, right. I missed that. Yeah.
First all-civilian trip, I guess,
something
right?
Something like that.
Do you want to go up into space with all civilians?
Seems hard to believe that's possible, but I guess that's what they're doing. Why don't we go to a website and find out more?
Just a matter of time. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Okay, so Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl victory sparked a debate on whether or not he is the greatest athlete of all time. Mm-hmm. Well, Serena Williams fans weighed in about that, and the tennis star's 23 Grand Slam victories. Michael Phelps fans also chimed in. He's the most decorated Olympian of all times with 28 medals out of 30 events that he entered. That's 10 more medals than any other Olympian ever.
And of course, we had the debate last week, Michael Jordan versus Tom Brady. And, you know, granted, we're biased here, but Michael Jordan was a landslide winner. I wonder if that's changed a little bit today.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to let Brady retire for 10 or 15 years, then look at it like that.
Well, which
like
is never going to happen.
Well, that's true. Actually, we're all going to be dead and he's still going to be out there.
We're never going to get to know.
That's true.
And trending on Twitter, number 1.
The Super Bowl streaker video is still going viral right now. People love a good goofball once in a while, except for the security guards and the state troopers who kept diving to get him and missing him.
You would think at the Super Bowl they'd have top-notch athlete security guards, but every single one of those guys could barely run that guy down.
I know.
And those, maybe the top-notch athlete ones were the ones who couldn't catch up.
Maybe that's, I don't know. Yeah. That's the security, though.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Thank you, Violetta.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.